The other farm girls teased me about him. They said, "You better watch out for that Alfredo Farlis. You watch out, girl, because that boy is a guerrillero, a member of a left-wing armed group." I knew some people around the plantation were involved in the war, but I never thought that about Alfredo. He was too sweet and gentle. I thought the other girls were jealous because he was so good-looking. Alfredo and I would walk for hours around the plantation, holding hands and talking about the future. I lay in bed at night imagining how Alfredo and I would marry and live together in Apartado with our many children. But one day, I walked into our house and found him there cleaning his gun. He had come to buy something from my mother and, while waiting, he had taken out his gun and started to work on it. When I walked in, he gave me a smile as if he were doing nothing out of the ordinary. I have always hated violence, hated guns, hated the war. Alfredo tried to make excuses the way people like that do, but I told him right away it was over between us. I don't want this kind of life for myself or for my